than fucking me. Football.
Wildcats.
Football.
Wildcats.
Football.
Wildcats.
Football.
Wildcats.
Football.
Wildcats. Wildcats.
Football.
Wildcats.
Football.
Welcome to the Married with Picks podcast, season 4, episode 8, week 8. So last week was pretty brutal for me, I'm not going to lie. But you must have had a good week because we were on a lot of opposites last week.
I had a great week. I don't have a record, but it was really good. I didn't lose many games at all.
I know I was 2-0, whatever.
I think you bet me 2 times.
Yes, I lost both. One was the Ravens, and I'm not sure. I don't remember what the other one was, but I know it was a loss. Falcons, Bucks. Oh, no, it wasn't Ravens. It was Falcons, Bucks, and Browns, Colts. I wrote it down.
Yeah, I don't think you bet me on the Ravens. I love the Ravens. I love the Giants. Those are my two favorite plays, but gave a lot of good winners other than those two as well. Like Atlanta.
All right, so we are on to week 8. There are no bye weeks this week, which is kind of weird, but so we have a lot of games to talk about. We're going to try to get through them pretty quickly, Steve.
We'll try, but there's not making any promises.
All right, well, first game on the list just happens to be Eagles at Commanders. Eagles are favored by 7. This is a division game. It's the second matchup between these teams this year. They played back in week 4. Eagles won that matchup 34-31. I believe it went to overtime. I was on the Eagles that week because I thought that the Eagles defense would be able to get to Sam Howell. He's taken a lot of sacks on the season. He's holding the ball too long. So I thought it was a good matchup for the Eagles defense. It didn't work out that way. It turned into a bit of a shootout. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say first. But
I like Washington. I mean, I think it's too many points. They're your home dogs, 7 points, and they played this team tough. Philly looked like they were running away with the game maybe early, like, you know, very early first quarter, and Washington just kept plugging away and plugging away. I think they went in halftime with the lead. The Eagles were winning late and then coughed up the lead. They played really bad in it. So, I mean, it was really like, hey, one of those division game matchups that it's just throw the records out. And I think we're going to have the same thing here, throw the records out. Like, there's definitely opportunity for the Eagles to roll, but they kind of look past this team. You got to look at what's on deck after this. It's the Dallas Cowboys and then a bye after that. The bye doesn't mean as much, but they're looking ahead definitely to Dallas. I'm sure of that. So, you know, this concerns me. It's a bad spot for Philly. Just coming off that huge emotional Kelly Green win against the Dolphins. I think it all lines up for Washington here.
Oh, well, that's not what I wanted to hear, because I'm going to go back to my approach that I took back in week 4, and I'm going to take the Eagles at -7.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they should be able to roll the Commanders.
Oh, they definitely should be. And I don't want to sound like I'm going against my boys, but, you know, I'm making picks for making picks. Like, I'm going to be as honest as possible. And I don't always get the Eagles right. Actually, most of the times I go against them, they usually roll. So I know you had said, alluded to that strategy before, earlier in the season. So I hope it worked for you, and I hope the Eagles win. But I would take Washington if I had to take a side, absolutely.
But are you taking a side?
Yeah, I'm taking Washington.
All right.
I just can't overly be excited about Washington because I love the Eagles. But I love Washington this week.
All right, well, I'm on the Eagles.
This might be my best play. I mean, I love Washington.
All right. I love the Eagles.
Go Eagles. You're going to get up for this game.
I actually found myself, I had to root for the Eagles last week because the Eagles were my pick last week. My picks were so bad last week, I needed to get that one through.
I got it.
I got it too. It's one of the only 2 games I got right. All right. So next game is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jaguars are favored by -2.5. So this one's kind of tough for me because I feel like the Jags are overrated. I feel like the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, are overrated. Jags have actually won their last 4 games. The Bills over in London came back, beat the Colts, beat the Saints, although they gave the Saints a chance to get back in that game last week. The Steelers defense will be the best defense that they faced this year. And Tomlin has good stats as a home dog. He had good stats coming off the bye last week. It didn't sway me. It will sway me this week. And as much as I hate to do it, I'm taking the Steelers.
Okay. I'm going to take the Steelers as well. I really like the Steelers this week. And it's kind of more of a play against Jacksonville. Jacksonville, like you said, won four in a row. You know, how long can they keep the streak going? I've been on a lot of those wins. And I love Jacksonville, like, as the team. But much similar to the last game, we talk about the spot of the season. I don't think this is a good spot for Jacksonville.
Steelers are actually 4-2 on the season, which kind of surprised me.
Yeah, they're 4-2 in second place, right behind Baltimore, who's 5-2. So Baltimore just hasn't had the bye. Jacksonville, 5-2. You know, Houston's behind, like, two games behind them at 3-3, and Indy's 3-4. So there's no real immediate threat to Jacksonville, and maybe see them struggle a little bit here on the road against Pittsburgh. I do love Jacksonville, and I cringe a little bit to go against them because they're one of my favorite teams like this season, but I'm going to go against them here. I like Pittsburgh.
And apparently, Trevor Lawrence said something not unintentionally about the terrible towel, so that might get the fans fired up in the stadium.
No, that's not smart. That's not smart.
Well, it was not
really
like intentional. Like, he called them, the reporter asked him, are you too young to know what a terrible towel is? And he said, oh, are those little towels that they wave around? And they took offense to him calling them the little towels.
They are little towels.
Oh, like I said, it was not intentional.
Get the job done on Sunday is my philosophy. So whatever.
All right.
Little towels. We were all waving little towels when we're at the game when we get them for free, walking through the turnstile.
True. All right.
Pittsburgh just claimed the towel and named it Terrible Towel. Everybody else is waving towels. I got a collection of them in my closet.
I know. I've seen them. I see them every time you come home from a game and they're laying on
the vet. Like,
islands. I got Phillies towels. We got Eagles towels.
Flyers towels. I should create a towel monument.
Okay.
Anyway, take Pittsburgh.
All right. Next game is the Saints at the Colts. Saints are favored by 1. So I don't have a lot of science behind this, but my bottom line is Gardner Minshew is not that good. I know they lost last week, but if you just looked at his stat line, 300 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. He did have 1 interception and 3 fumbles lost. Saints have a good defense. Minshew actually played the Saints last year when he was an Eagle. And he did struggle in that game. So I'm still a little bitter because I feel like the Browns was the right side of the game last week. So I got to go against Gardner Minshew this week. So I'm taking the Saints.
Yeah, I think you have to take the Saints here, even though they're on the road and they're a slight favorite, which is 1 point against Indianapolis. You can't trust, like, Gardner. I love Gardner Minshew. I liked him when he was on the Eagles. He can get a win. He's a good backup quarterback to come in off the bench with an injury or something. But you don't want this guy being your starting quarterback for too long because he will get exposed. He played well. I think he had 4 touchdowns last week. He ran 2 in.
Yes,
threw
he did.
2 in. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty impressive.
You obviously don't listen to what I say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I listened a little bit, but I'm just trying to reiterate the fact that we are completely on the same page here. I love New Orleans. I think they get a big win.
All right. So we're on the same side of that one. All right. Next game is the Texans at the Panthers. Texans are favored by 3.5. Both teams coming off the bye here. And this is the battle of the first and second overall picks in the draft. CJ Stroud versus Bryce Young. So Stroud was the second pick. Apparently he's made some comments in various interviews and stuff. He kind of took it personally, wanted to be the first pick. So I'm already on the Texans bandwagon. I don't need a narrative to push me that direction. There was a lot of talk on the radio about apparently Frank Reich is giving up play calling duties to the offensive coordinator. I don't know his first name. His last name is Brown. That's probably not helpful. But I don't know that that makes much of a difference. Like, they're not changing the playbook, right? So, and I always thought that Frank Reich was the quarterback whisperer, but so I'm on the Texans. What do you got?
I don't know. They're pretty much struggling. Thomas Brown is the offensive coordinator. Listen, It does make a difference. There's some guys that just can't call plays.
But you don't think Frank Reich called plays for Philly, didn't he?
I do, but maybe he's getting in a rut that they can't, you know. I don't think it's Frank Reich is the problem. Okay, they got a rookie quarterback trying to learn the offense.
They have no receivers other than Adam Thielen.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's be honest.
They have no run game.
Frank, it's hard. Like, they're 0-6, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. You know how I feel about Frank Reich, and it pains me to see that they're off to such a poor start. But sometimes you get these rookie quarterbacks, and they still might be good, but they're just going to completely struggle because it's a different pace. And I don't know how much you can blame the coach. You know, I haven't watched a ton of Carolina Panther football this year, you know, so I can't tell you if he's like making really stupid plays, play calls. But sometimes when you're in a rut like this, it's possible that changing the play caller could kind of, it's kind of like changing a goalie in a hockey game, right? You're down like 3-0. Take your good goalie out, but you're just trying to really like spark something in the team. And sometimes they just completely look like turn it around and look like a different team when you pull the goalie. It's the same thing here, but you know, there usually is an adjustment for somebody who's calling plays for the first time. You know, it's not the easiest thing to do. Some people can do it. Some people can't do it ever, no matter how much they try. And then some people just, you know, they struggle in the beginning and you need to mold it. And so, you know, you can't really tell. Like I would tell you, there's a lot of offensive coordinators calling plays for the first time in the NFL, and it really looks like it across the league. So we'll see what happens here. I kind of like Carolina, to be honest with you, because I like the mix up, like I'm talking about changing the goalie. Bottom line is they're 0-6. I mean, you got to think that I have enough respect for, like, Miles Sanders is coming back. He's playing this week. I don't think he's been playing for a little bit, a couple weeks.
Wow.
I think Frank Reich, if he gives up play calling and maybe gets, you know, maybe he's burying his head too much. You know, if he's calling plays, he's too involved with the offense. He doesn't have like control of the team. I don't know. It's a possibility.
I don't know either, but I don't think it matters. And I like the Texans.
All right, you want to bet on it? I like Indy. I mean,
I want
three.
I like
Carolina. No. 3.5. That's the
hook. I'm buying it down.
No. Okay. So you buy it down. You're 20. You're 30 to my 20. I'll give you 3.
All right. Fine.
All right. Boom. I like it.
All right. Next game is the Rams at the Cowboys. Cowboys are favored by 6.5. We have the Cowboys coming off the bye. I kind of feel like maybe the Rams are coming back down to earth. One other note to mention is that Sean McVay did have his kid on the 25th. So that could have been a bit of a distraction for him this week. These teams actually did play last year, and the Cowboys won that matchup 22-10. So I'm not fully comfortable, but I'm taking the Cowboys here.
You know, this is a tough one. I thought a lot about this game, which tells me I should just kind of lay off. But I'm going to take Dallas. They've had the bye week to kind of try to figure some things out. I'm going to take Dallas just because I don't think the Rams are that good, even with Cooper Kupp back. So,
okay.
Darnell Henderson, I think, is now the starting running back who wasn't even on the team. They just brought him back. Darrell Henderson.
God, you have a way of butchering
names. They cut his ass like last year. I like him, but they cut him last year, and then they didn't bring him back right away, and then they just signed him. Mm-hmm. Now he's a starter, so he could have a lot to prove here. That's the thing that worries me. But
all right, so we're on the same side of that one.
Yeah, I think Dallas bounced back here.
All right. Next game is the Falcons at the Titans. Falcons are favored by 2.5. So normally this is a game that I would love. You have Titans at home as an underdog. We have Mike Grabel in that role, who's good in that role. He's also going to be facing his former offensive coordinator in Arthur Smith, but they will be without Ryan Tannehill. According to Grabel, it will be a mixture of Malik Willis and I'm forgetting his first name, but his last name is Levis. Will Levis. And the other thing that really has me concerned is the Titans are selling. Like, I think they're accepting their fate on this season. It's not going well. They traded Kevin Byard, who's been there for a long time. And apparently, from what I've heard on the radio, is a big, like, locker room guy. So traded him to the Eagles. They traded another guy that I don't know who he was to the Eagles as well. They're apparently trying to, I guess, unload D-Hop, and they're willing to take offers on Henry. So,
wow.
That is concerning to me. I did hear on the radio that Falcons are like, when they've been a favorite, which they've been like a 2.5 point favorite for the most part, I think, in these games, they've only covered that once. So
last week,
did they cover it
against Tampa Bay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, they were an underdog, but I'm saying when they're favored.
I thought Atlanta was favored in that one. Oh, no, they were. Tampa was a 2.5
Tampa
point
was
favorite.
Favorite, yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know. I don't have a pick.
Atlanta or Tennessee? You want to take Tennessee, but you can't because it looks like they're throwing in a towel. But I think this is where you jump all over them because the smart money is going to be dumb and go on Atlanta thinking it looks like a lot.
Well, actually, when I looked at the money percentages before we came up here, and I was actually surprised to see that it's not like a big split, but it's on the Titans, like 55%.
Well, I would take the Titans here because even though the whole key here is that they've had a week to prepare with Will Levis, and Will Levis is going to get the majority of these snaps. Watch.
Well, apparently, I forgot what I was going to say.
Malik Willis?
No, I mean, Malik Willis is terrible. Like, he's absolutely terrible.
That's what I'm saying. I think that they're going to go. I mean, this
I
is
don't know anything about Levis,
year.
But
Levis is
he
from
hasn't
Kentucky.
Had a lot of.
It's a second round pick from last year.
They're coming off the bye, so he didn't get any, like, first team reps until this week. But I just, number one, the fact that they're selling assets, like that tells me that they're giving up. And then you trade like a guy that's been there for a while. He's a big locker room dude. Now you got the whole team down. Like now you got to motivate the team.
No, because the key players are still there and they're motivated.
Well, he was a key
good.
Player.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Hopkins still there. Right, Derrick Henry's still there. They are not going to lay down like dogs. They're thinking right well, now, this is my ticket out of town away from this bad team. And they're going to try to perform to the best to make themselves pretty for a trade partner.
But
and
what
that's
about
what's going to happen this week?
If you're trying to shop Henry and the trade deadline is Tuesday, what happens if he gets hurt in the game on Sunday?
You can't play that way. You got to be looking.
But are they going to play him that way? Because he's already losing snaps to the other guy.
Oh, that's.
I mean, they're
question.
Not playing him the way they did in the past.
Theoretically, they could sit them both right before game time.
And nobody had an interest in D-Hop before the season. I mean, he was available, so.
Yeah.
And usually, like, he's a guy that's good for like a rookie quarterback. Like we've seen it even like last year in Arizona
those
when
teams suck. We're spending
the
way
other
too much
guy
time
came in.
Clowns.
He had a lot of catches, but with like Willis, like you can't even trust that. So
you
I don't
can't
I'm
trust
not,
it, but it's a bad spot for Atlanta going on the road, being favored.
I'm not making a pick. Do you have a pick?
I got a small play on Tennessee.
All right.
Coming off the bye, I think they've had enough time to prepare, and I think these guys will play. And I like Hopkins a lot.
All right. My next game is the Jets at the Giants. I don't have a whole lot on this one. Jets are coming off the bye. It's still Zach Wilson. It sounds like Tyrod Taylor is going to start again. And apparently Daboll said Daniel Jones wasn't going to play this week. And he wasn't sure if he'll play again for the rest of the year. So I don't know what that means. But I don't have a pick on this game.
What? How could he be out for the rest of the year?
He didn't say that. He said he wasn't sure if he was going to play again this year, which I don't know if the injury's that bad. But regardless of the injury, like, there's just something the head coach shouldn't have said. Right?
I don't know. I didn't hear that before. I'm just kind of reacting to it now. It's funny to me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have a pick on the game?
I think the Jets have the better roster, as much as I don't like Zach Wilson.
I agree with
that.
They have a better defense.
They get a week rest. I mean, the Giants should have won by like 35-7 against Washington last week, and they pulled it out 14-7. They scored two touchdowns early. You know, in the second quarter, they were up 14-0 and couldn't score the rest of the way. So what does that tell you about Tyrod Taylor and the dynamic
Giants
offense?
Well, it seems like the team is playing better since he's taken over. I mean, maybe it's a matter of competition. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't think Tyrod would have done good in the game against the Cowboys, but...
Selah impresses me. I think he's starting to get this team. Like, imagine the Jets with Aaron Rodgers healthy. What's their record? I mean, let's talk about that for a second. So they're 3-3 right now, mm-hmm. right? 2-5 are the Patriots behind them. And then above them is Buffalo at 5-3, Miami at 5-2. How are the Jets only 3-3? Buffalo played already. So, yeah, they're two games behind Miami.
Okay, what's your point?
If you have Aaron Rodgers there, the Jets are probably 1-2 losses. You know, they're right there in the mix, probably best team in the AFC with Kansas City. Anyway, I like the Jets. I like their defense. They're coming off a bye. Giants suck. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Let's go. Next game.
Next game is the Patriots at the Dolphins. Dolphins are favored by 9.5. So this is a division game. Patriots finally turned it around last week with their big outright win over the Bills. Now they're taking on another division opponent in the Dolphins. These teams played back in week 2. Dolphins won that game 24-17. Over the last 2 years, Patriots only have one win against the Dolphins. That was in week 17 last year, I believe. And it was Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. Of their losses, they've lost 20-7, 33-24, and 17-16. Belichick historically usually takes away the other team's best weapon. He's done pretty well containing Tyreek Hill over the past few years, even when he was in Kansas City. Mostert is questionable. Tyreek Hill was questionable. He's going to play. Waddle is also questionable, and he really hasn't shown up this year. I mean, he was pretty big for them last year. So if Belichick's going to be able to contain Tyreek, they don't have anybody else if Waddle's not going to be there and be fully healthy. He was kind of in and out of the game last week. They do have the run game, but I think the Patriots will at least keep it within the spread.
So if you're actually listening to this podcast right now, like us either on YouTube, Facebook, whatever you're doing, so we know that somebody's actually listening.
Yeah, you can feel free to leave a comment. Tell us your picks.
Yeah. Tell us if you
tell us how our picks suck.
Yeah, my picks were great last week, let me tell you. But just give us a like, please. We're talking about New England, Miami.
Sound like a broadcaster who took a commercial
Miami
break.
Miami is home, and they are 9.5-point favorites, as Jacqueline said. I'm going to take Miami. Minus the points.
So you're on Miami.
Yeah, I mean, I like Miami here. I think they bounced back from Philly. They had a rough one away. New England comes in little hot on their fresh win. I think that the tables turned from what has been recently going on, and Miami gets the win. Miami's going to roll these guys.
I don't think so.
20-point win.
I really don't think so.
I do. Okay. I think Belichick's going to get exposed here. Rarely happens.
All right. We shall see.
Daniel's not happy about losing to Philly on Sunday Night Football. They're a different team at home. They're
Who
a warm weather
happy?
Team. McDaniels?
Oh.
The coach?
Not McDaniels.
Daniels?
I'm going to let you figure it out. Mike McDaniel.
McDaniel.
McDaniels is Josh McDaniels.
Okay. Whatever. What's the next game?
All right. You started off the whole thing. You said Dan. And I said, who's Dan? I don't hear Daniels. I heard Dan. All right. Next game is the
roll it back.
Vikings. Don't make me throw my challenge flag.
Oh, jeez.
I've been waiting for the opportunity to use that.
Year.
All right. Next game is the Vikings at the Packers. Vikings are favored by 1.5. This is also a division game. I was not impressed with Green Bay. They came off the bye last week. They didn't look impressive in Denver. I think they did win that game by like a point. But anyway, we have the Vikings coming in on a short week off their big win versus San Francisco. It will be in Lambeau, and I believe it is going to be cold there. I think the Vikings are the better team, but my gut says Packers.
So I was listening to somebody talk about this game earlier today on the radio, and they made the comment that the wrong team is favored here. And they were pretty adamant about it.
Why?
And I could see the Packers winning the game. But to be like, it was like a professional guy who was like on WIP and he said, you know, the wrong team's favorite here. And I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, the Vikings are 3-4. The Packers are 2-4.
Yeah, but who's a better team? I mean, they got a like basically first-year quarterback. Love's not that good.
I don't think he's that good.
No, I don't I think they're smoke and mirrors, their record. I don't think they're good, and they've gotten exposed the last couple of weeks, and I think they're in trouble. I mean, Minnesota to me is the team that started off really slow. What, they were an 0-3?
Yeah.
0-2, and now what? They're 3-3, and they're coming back. You think that they're like, they're 3-4, and they've been playing like playoff football for the last 3 weeks because they know they can't afford to lose games.
I mean, they played pretty good against San Fran. Like, Cousins looked good. It was the prime time.
Yeah, and I was all over. I mean, I don't know. It's just you don't want to get caught up in 1 week. And I'm not saying that they're all the way back. And they could hiccup here. This is, you know, division game. They're on the road. Absolutely, they could lose this game. But I just got a feeling like Minnesota knows that this is like these tight games. They got to win these games. And they're better than Green Bay. Green Bay's not that good. I put Green Bay in the same level as Chicago. Like,
well, I mean, I will say this. Green Bay hasn't been able to get the run game going with Aaron Jones since like week one. He was hurt. He's been back, but I don't know if maybe he's not 100%. I could see him getting that going in this game, and that's really all they need to.
You're in a carry share with A.J. Dillon. So it's like you can't depend on either one of those guys, like for fantasy specifically. But, you know, if they can get like 120, 110 yards between the two of them.
I mean, I think the Vikings are the better team on paper, but it just, like my gut says,
Green Bay,
take the Packers. And I'm approaching a lot of these games this week, not necessarily from a clear, like, who's the better team, who should win this game. I'm looking at who's going to win the game.
No, I think, you know, as cryptic as you're speaking, I completely talk Jacqueline here. I know what you're saying. Like, it's almost like I feel like this is the bookies week.
Well, no, last week was the bookies week.
I don't think so. I think they were in trouble.
So now I'm trying to figure out where the bookies getting their money this week.
I think the bookie.
And I think this is one game.
The book made out last week.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to get the book. The book did not make out last week. The bettors won.
Well, but I think the argument
they're saying about some of the bad calls in the Eagles game Sunday night is that the money was on Miami and Vegas was having a bad week, so they needed the Eagles.
Well, we're going to get to that. But I think that after watching the
Vikings.
What's
your point this week? Who do you think is going to win this week?
I think the Packers are going to win, but I'm not saying.
I think this is a bookie week. Like, bookie's going to make big this week.
I'm going to say right now, we're going to get to it, that the bookie book is going to get their money back on Monday night.
Okay. All right. So I digress. I like Minnesota.
All right. I like Minnesota too, but my pick is the Packers.
I can see this being that game though. I feel what you're saying. And I already took Minnesota, like, in my head. And I'm not going to back off it because I hate Green Bay that much.
But from that whole perspective, like, so if everybody watched the Vikings on Monday and thought, wow, they looked really good, then who's the public going to be on in this game?
Yeah,
the Vikings.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm worried about because I like them for other reasons. I just like them for, like, coming back. And that might have been last week. You know, they might be in that defend pit bull mode. And here comes Big Bad San Fran, one of the top 2-3 teams in the NFC. They know they got to win that game. Now your division game, a little bit more, if we all know division games, you know, are tough to predict because they play against each other so tough. Anything goes in these division games. I'm starting to talk myself into the Packers. I'm taking Minnesota. Let's get on to another game before I change my mind.
All right. Next game is the Browns at the Seahawks. Seahawks are favored by 3.5.
You should totally take Green Bay.
I did.
All right. Sorry.
PJ Walker will be the starting quarterback for the Browns. Their running back room is pretty banged up. It doesn't sound like Jerome Ford will play. If that's the case, it would be a mixture of Pierre Strong and Kareem Hunt. Browns have a good defense despite what happened last week. And yes, I'm still bitter about that. But I just think that the Seahawks are overrated, and I don't know how, but this is just another game in my head. Everybody's going to be on the Seahawks, and I think my pick is the Browns.
I'm on the Seahawks. I love the Seahawks. Let's bet on this one.
No, I'm not betting. Yeah, I'm not betting on the Browns with PJ Walker and half their running backs out of the game.
Minus 3.5, minus 4, you know.
Maybe it's a 3-point game.
Yeah, I mean, for your luck. I think Cleveland gets rocked here. They're going up into the big Northwest Stadium in Seattle.
Jim Schwartz. Don't fail me this week.
Cleveland did win on the road last week against Indianapolis.
It was a win, but it feels like a loss. Yeah. It was a loss for me.
It was a loss from it was a win for me. You had Cleveland, right?
And the worst part is that game,
one that we bet on?
Yeah. They were winning by 1 point, and there was still time left in the game. So when after they got the touchdown, they were up by 1. So I was like, well, they'll go for 2 because you tie and it doesn't matter otherwise. And of course, it was only 2.5.
Yeah.
Or it was 3.
It was 3.5.
So it was a push. I would have taken a push at that point.
It's 3.5.
But they didn't get the 2 point. Well, maybe at that point, but on my thing, the hook makes a difference. So I wouldn't have betted at 3.5.
Like, was one of my
all right, let's move on. You got the Seahawks. I got the
time we talked about it, I want to say it was like 5.5.
I got it right there. It was 3. I'm looking at it.
It was 3.5 at kickoff.
It was 3.5 at kickoff, but I took them at 3.
How did you do in that game? You lost.
I lost.
Thanks for the money.
It was brutal. Next game.
Thanks for your money.
Bengals at the 49ers. 49ers
on that dirty money.
Are favored by 4.5. 20. So Brock Purdy is questionable in concussion protocol. I'm not sure if he was ruled out or not, but it sounds like because of when he went into concussion protocol, because they played on Monday night, that it's very unlikely that he would be able to clear in time. The backup quarterback there is Sam. Do you want to say his last
name? Darnold.
Oh, you got it right. So we have the Bengals coming in off of the bye week. Joe Burrow was looking better before the bye week. Hopefully the week off helped. 49ers coming in on a short week. I don't think their defense just hasn't really done much.
Let me tell you how much I love Sam Darnold. Like my boy Aki would tell you, he's a big Carolina fan, and I would always tell him, oh, yeah, Sam Darnold's going to be good. It's a good get for you guys, and he never really panned out. But I still feel like there's football in Sam Darnold that he could – I would love to see him – like as much as like Sam Fran's a rival of my team, the Eagles – I think I would love to see Sam Darnold be successful. I know I do, but it would be cool to see him succeed in San Fran because they have a good support team around him.
Well, that's kind of what I've heard on the radio that and people who don't think that Brock Purdy is really that good, they think he's just a product of Kyle Shanahan's system, think that Sam Darnold can step in and kind of do the same thing. I think
Sam Darnold was a first-round draft pick.
Sam Darnold, and he was in New York with Adam Gase as his coach, so he might not have gotten the best chance when he came into the league.
And Matt Rule doesn't seem to know what the hell he's doing either.
Had other chances, and it hasn't ever panned out yet.
Matt Rule hasn't proven anything, and he was the second coach.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But either way, my pick was going to be the Bengals. I was just going to take the points and figure it be a close game. So the whole quarterback thing doesn't necessarily change my pick anyway.
The whole Cincy lethargic all season, they're starting to play a little bit better.
Well, they kind of come they did the same thing last year.
Well, don't you feel they've been lethargic in these games? They don't look like they're
I think
that with it, I feel like coming off a bye is really bad for this team.
Joe Burrow wasn't 100%.
Well,
and that kind of explains everything.
I definitely agree with that. And thus, if he gets another week to heal there. But I also feel like San Fran people are probably down on them based off last week when we know they have a really good team.
I'm not saying San Fran doesn't win. I'm just saying it's a close game. I hope San Fran wins. I like San Fran. They've lost two games now.
I mean, I hate San Fran now. Yeah, I almost wore my Joe Montana jersey out here, and then I was like, I can't wear it because it's San Fran. It represents the fan base.
Because of the stupid...
I can't stand, like, the whole...
Because of their fans being bitter that they had to play you guys with a four-string quarterback?
Yeah, it's just, like, all this, like, they think that they should have won, and
we're going to find out in a couple weeks. Smashed. Right?
Yeah, we'll find out.
We have a rematch.
We'll find out.
Coming.
Punch them in the mouth. I love it.
So...
San Fran,
we'll talk
in trouble,
about that then. What's your pick on this
game? That game is the only game that's circled on the calendar the whole season, other than Dallas.
I'm sure it's circled on theirs too.
I like San Fran.
What's your pick?
I like San Fran.
San Fran?
Yeah.
I like San Fran. 4.5 with Sam Darnold at quarterback.
Yeah, I love Sam Darnold.
Okay. And if it's Brock Purdy?
Brandon Ayuk is the guy to play.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully he'll play the whole game this week because he disappeared in the second half last week. All right, next game is the Ravens at the Cardinals. Ravens are favored by 9.5. So this is another one for me. It's tough.
This is a tough one.
After watching the Ravens last week, what they did to the Lions, the Ravens should be able to stomp the Cardinals into the ground, right? But the question is that what's going to happen? And I'm not convinced. I could see this being like a Cowboys-Cardinals game where it just goes the opposite of the way it's supposed to. So I'm not saying that I'm taking the Cardinals, but I think that's the play. I'm not saying I'll click the button.
Do I need to encourage you? Because I think I can. I like the Cardinals. I hate the Cardinals. I've picked against them all year long.
One other thing we should mention is that apparently Kyler Murray is back at practice in full.
Week 10 is what I'm hearing.
They have not named him as the starter. With the trade deadline on Tuesday, I think they probably would be wise not to start him if they would consider trading him.
Who's going to want him?
Well, apparently his contract is not great for trade value, but I don't know. I mean, teams need quarterbacks. Kyler Murray has performed in the NFL. Not saying like they're actively trying to, but they might be willing to take phone calls about it. So, I mean, it's just a risk to take if you don't have to.
The only team I think that would be stupid enough to trade for him would be the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, they wouldn't want him. They have Dak.
He's a Dallas guy, though.
But I think there's other teams.
Pretty sure
I mean,
he's
like
from Dallas, and
the
they're
Jets.
All in this jock.
I mean, not long term, I guess, if they think Aaron Rodgers is coming back. But I don't know. The Giants.
I don't know. I'm saying Week 10 that he comes back is what I was reading.
So I would only lean on the Cardinals if it's Josh Dobbs, because I don't trust Kyler Murray in his first game back.
No. If Kyler Murray's playing, then I'm all about Baltimore. But I do like Kyler Murray, like, longer term into this season if he stays in Arizona. And I think after, like, a couple games, you could watch out for him if he responds to the coaching. I feel exactly the same way as you do. Like, I was all over Baltimore last week, but I'm not – jaded by that win. Like, I thought that, I'm not gonna say I thought it was gonna win happen like that, because they absolutely smoked Detroit. But point being is that I don't think Baltimore going on the road, you can trust that you're gonna get the same type of performance out of the entire crew. I think defensively, Arizona's looked like that they can maintain the score to be close against anybody. So I'm gonna take Arizona, as much as it pains me to do so. There's a lot of points. I think it's going to go up before kickoff. Probably get a 10.5 point line. I'll take Arizona.
All right. So next game is the Chiefs at the Broncos. This is a division game. These teams just played 2 weeks ago, I think. Chiefs won 19-8. The spread in that game was -10.5. And Mahomes in his career has never lost to Denver.
So they covered.
They did cover. Chiefs. Yeah, right. It was right there. So now going into this one, the line is 7.5. And I mean, is that right? I mean, I guess home field, 3 points.
It's a division game.
Yeah, but like it was 10.5 when they played in Arrowhead. Now it's 7.5 in Denver. But should they be more like, is the line wrong? Like, is the line trying to tell you something here? I kind of feel like it might be.
You think it's too light?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I think it should be a tick higher.
I like Denver. I don't really like Denver, but I'm going to take Denver in the points because I just think it's a division game. They're playing at home. They're getting 7.5. I'll take it all day, especially that hook. I love it.
Feels to me like last time it was like, oh, it's hard. Take 10.5. Taking the Chiefs at, I mean, I would prefer it at 7. I wouldn't necessarily like the hook, but like Chiefs favored by 7, like I could take that.
Who do you like?
I like the Chiefs, but I have concerns over the line.
So if I was to tell you 7, would you take Kansas City?
Probably.
I'll take Denver. I love the hook, but I'll take Denver.
I mean, I think the Chiefs definitely win this game. I think you put them in a teaser and you call it a day.
A couple of these games, they just played each other, you know, so they're very familiar. I think it's tough to get anything over on a division opponent when you're playing this close. We'll see what happens. Kansas City probably going there and blow them out. But
if you want to ride with the Broncos, you can do that. All right.
The Broncos is our son's flag football team, and damn it, I'll ride with them.
All right. Bears at Chargers. Chargers are favored by 8.5. So the Bears had a big win over the Raiders. A lot of talk about that. I don't know if we can say that. Like, I don't know that the Bears won that game or the Raiders lost that game. And in retrospect, I'm so angry at myself for not, like, taking the Bears because it was a total fucking Josh McDaniels Raiders team thing to do. Go into a game against a team that you should easily win and get blown out. But I mean,
Josh McDaniels.
Bijan didn't do much. He had a lot of short passes and they relied on the run game quite a bit. So Chargers lost by a pretty good margin to the Chiefs. They do need this win. I don't think they will get blown out by the Bears. Taking the Chargers as an 8.5 point favorite is tough. But I am going to do it.
I'm not.
So you're on
the
Bears?
They should be 8.5. Listen, they should be 8.5 point favorites against anybody.
They have the talent.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying to myself for the last 3 years. They get the talent. I'm taking Chicago.
I mean, they have won a game or two by 10 points.
Chicago to keep it close.
I got to do it. Chargers.
All right.
And then the final game of the week is the Monday night game. And at about the end of the first quarter of the game with the Ravens last week, I was looking to see who the Lions play this week because it was going to be a great bounce back spot for them. I saw the Raiders. I thought, oh, this is great. It's perfect. Bet the Lions now. But then I realized it's Monday night. And right before we came up here, I looked to see where the money was on all these games. And the money is like 90%, money and bets, 90% on the Lions. Okay. Monday night, all the money's one direction. So I'm not saying that the Lions lose this game. The Lions would be my pick. I would be in that 90%. But if that's the case, this game is going to finish somewhere in the middle. Lions win, but they don't win by 7.5. And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I like Vegas here too. Garoppolo's coming back. I think that, you know, they'll get fired up behind him coming to Detroit. Detroit settles down a little bit. I mean it's a lot of points.
Yeah, it's just, it's makes it's me a lot mad. Of points. It makes me mad.
They're going to be a little defeated, you know. I think maybe Baltimore found out.
No, and
a
here's
bit.
But here's my other point. Like, okay, I think these teams take on the personalities of their coaches, so I can see Dan Campbell's going to have these guys fired up. And what's Josh McDaniel going to do? Nothing. But somehow it'll finish.
Get in there and lead.
It'll finish within that 7.5.
I like it. I think you're right.
All right, so that will do it for us for week 8. Did you want to plug?
Make sure you like or subscribe to us on Facebook.
Or you can do both.
or YouTube. We'll do both.
All right. We'll see you back here.
Peace out. Giving you winners.